The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. First reading from the book of Genesis speaks about human beings as they were originally created by God there in the garden, where they had everything that they needed. They were in perfect relationship with God without any original sin. And he made men first, for no particular reason that we know of, but he said that it is not good for man to be alone. And there's certainly a lot that we can learn from these early chapters of Genesis about why God made us male and female, but I think what I wanted to preach about today is what applies to all of us. That really in creating man and saying it's not good for man to be alone, God is saying it's actually not good for humans to be alone. Not that we want to run around being super needy and needing people to help us and be around us all the time. But instead that it's good that we actually need help. That's actually the original reason that woman was made. That's why he was made, because God said Adam needs a suitable helper. A helpmate, someone that's equal to him, not like the animals that are different from him. But someone that's equal in him in dignity, has an intellect and free will, made in the image and likeness of God, but that's also different, that's also unique. So as humans, we're made not to be alone, that it's good for us to receive help, and it's actually good for us to give help. Or actually to see a dignity and goodness in our role as helpers, not just in the ones that are sometimes being helped. So why is it that God says it's not good for humans to be alone? Why is it good for us to receive help and to give help? I think at the most basic level, it's because that's the image of the Trinity. The God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always living in relationship with the other persons of the Trinity, is always giving and receiving help. That they never need to do things on their own or to get the praise all on their own, but they actually think that it's good to be always in contact with each other, always to be in relationship. I think that's really at the heart of why God says it's not good for humans to be alone. Because we're always called to be in relationship with others. Reminds me that oftentimes we feel the opposite, right? That we want to be very independent. We want to do things on our own. That it's somehow a negative, it's a bad thing. It reflects poorly on us if we need help. Reminds me of my little nephew, Killian. He's about 3, so he's going through the I do it phase. You're familiar with that. That's when the toddlers decide anything that they could possibly try to do, they have to do. Whether it's getting the ketchup at the dinner table, or trying to open something that they really can't open, or trying to change the TV channel even though they don't know how to use the remote. All of those things Killian will try to do. He goes, no, I do it. And if you say, oh, well, I'll try to help you, he goes, no, I do it. Sometimes my mom, who's his grandma, or his mom, my sister, will often insist, no, it's better than I do it. No, I do it. And you just have to let the toddler try, or else it's really, really frustrating. But I think oftentimes we do the same thing, that we want to be independent, and that's not in and of itself bad. But we think that it speaks poorly of us, or reflects bad if we can't do things all on our own. But God has a different vision for human beings. Not that we need to depend on others, but that it's actually good that we receive help. And I think more importantly today is actually to give that help. That oftentimes as human beings in relationship with others, whether that's as coworkers or family members or friends or just neighbors, literally people that live next to us, we actually have a certain responsibility to the people around us. Now, we don't have to fix them or change their problems, but we have a certain responsibility to offer that help when we can. When I was in seminary, for the most part, for most of those 6 years, I drove a construction orange Ford F-150. It was a former construction truck. It was very bright. It was very loud, you could say that. And everybody knew not only that I had a truck, but when somebody knows you have a truck, that means you're probably willing to help them move all of the things. I did not realize how many friends I had then when I had a bright orange F-150. But oftentimes I maybe kind of drug my feet a little bit, but I realized that there's a certain responsibility that comes with driving not just a truck, but especially a bright orange one, that people are going to call you when they need to move a sofa or boxes or any sort of thing. And sometimes, again, I wouldn't want to really help, or I'd have something planned, but I thought this is a great opportunity for me to not only love and help that other person, but just to be in relationship with that person. That there were probably conversations and hours I spent with cousins or classmates or other friends and people that I really wouldn't have spent with them if I wouldn't have helped them move, if I didn't have the big orange truck. So I saw that as actually a great opportunity to see that in our responsibilities we have to each other, it actually can often keep us in relationship with them. And I think naturally, but especially in our modern American society, it's so easy for us to become isolated, for us to just be individuals that kind of seek out our own things, that have our own interests and tastes and our own wishes each and every day of how we spend every moment. It can be so easy to become kind of a isolated project. The words of the first reading, to become very alone. But God didn't make us to be like that. He made us to be in relationship with others. So yes, it's good when we need to ask for that help or seek it out. But it's also actually good for us to be the helper. To not see that as a lesser form of being human, but actually to see that as how we become like God himself. I don't think the three persons of the Trinity are upset when the other one needs a little bit of help. And instead, they're eager to be in relationship with others. They're eager to help them and give them what they can. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we can have that same desire and even eagerness to be helpers. To see that that's actually a really good way to be human. And to notice the good fruit that it bears in leading us into relationship with others. Because ultimately, that's our eternal destiny. That's ultimately what the calling of heaven is. It's not only to kind of be free of all the sufferings and pains of this world. It's not just to kind of be in some airy place up in the sky with God. But at its foundation, heaven is a place of relationship. A place that we relate to God perfectly without anything between us and him. It's also a place that we're in relationship with all the other saints and angels. But I would imagine heaven is actually a place that we have to help each other. Again, not because we can't do the things that we want to do, but actually because I think the saints found great joy in helping others. That's why they still intercede for us and help us here on earth. So heaven isn't a place that we go to be kind of perfectly ourselves, perfectly isolated and kind of the best version of ourselves apart from others. Instead, it's the place we become the best version of ourselves because we're in relationship with others. because we can receive and give that help as God does always, living in relationship with those around us. I'd say hell is the perfect opposite of that. It's actually the place that we become perfectly isolated. C.S. Lewis wrote a book, The Great Divorce, and it basically is an allegory, a story that shows that if we actually get our desires, what we want with our sins for all eternity, it ends up with us being perfectly alone. It ends up with us perfectly being out of relationship with God and with everyone else. But heaven is meant to be the opposite, the place that we can live in relationship always with the people around us. Brothers and sisters, that's one of the great lessons of the sacrament of marriage and of family life, is that it teaches us how to receive help, but also how to fulfill that responsibility of love and help to others. Not doing so begrudgingly, but finding joy in helping those around us. I think that's maybe what we can pray for in this Holy Mass. Certainly to be able to help others and to be able to see their needs as they arise. But I think maybe also to ask God for the joy in serving others. Like I had a great responsibility of helping to move boxes and sofas with my big orange truck, that we can see our responsibilities to our family and friends and neighbors not just as a burden. But when it is a little bit of a burden, when it's not quite what we had planned to do today, or it kind of isn't what we really feel like doing in the moment, we can simply say a little prayer and say, Lord, help me to have the desire to be a good helper. Help me to be someone that wants to be in relationship with the people around me. That even when these responsibilities feel like a burden, help me to be like the persons of the Trinity, always seeking out and always finding joy in loving those around them. Brothers and sisters, if we do that, I think we will lead lives that point us always towards heaven. Really find fulfillment in how God created us to be originally, knowing that it's not good for man to be alone, but it is actually good for us to be helpers, to always be in a relationship with God and our neighbors.